I've been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la.
Yeah. We live.
Welcome to Brown Holy Water. Sorry for the delay, y'all. We had a little minor technical difficulties, but we are here. We are ready to please the people and serve y'all. This is your boy, Handsome Lie, on the mic. The team is here, fully assembled. People is running late, too. I ain't going to blow it up, but I don't know. Everybody let y'all know who y'all be before we start it off.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Blizzak. You heard Coney Island, Brooklyn. Y'all already, I'm one of them smooth niggas. Like, I move smooth like this, like that. I mean, I move like this, like, you know what I mean? Y'all already know what it is. Holla at your boy. Cheer.
Your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Jordy, whatever you
want to
call
me. It is Auntie Tanya. I'm in the building, guys. Good night.
Welcome, team. Voltron is assembled. We are ready to get it going. Today, bear with us. We're gonna stick around a little longer, you know, since we started late. You know what I mean? So tell your kids, go take their own showers. Don't worry about that and all that. We're gonna touch on some fake gossip and shit. Some headlines, some tea, rather. Let's talk about some shit. We're gonna start off with Future. My man Future.
What's up with him?
Congratulations to him.
Again.
What's up with him?
Seems like he has another baby mother. Another woman pregnant.
All right, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Let's talk about it.
What is going on with you today?
From what I read, he's not happy about it. He's not happy about number six. He might even be happy about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But something about that number six ain't rubbing him.
Throw him off a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and Shorty out, you know what I'm saying, saying he threatening, da, da, da. So, you know, how y'all feel about that?
Like, talking to the mic.
You have to appreciate every blessing that come your way, you know, and you got to appreciate every situation that come your way. So, if it's number six, it's number six, ain't nothing to talk about, you know what I mean? Like, what you mean? It's people that have two that be upset. People that have one that be upset, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you want number six, you want number six. That's all it is. Ain't no time to be mad now. It is what it is.
I think it's more of how number six came about.
Let's hear some backstory.
Tanya, let's hear some backstory.
Because Tanya knows. She ain't the one pregnant. How she know? She,
don't start with
Mrs.
me.
Mrs. Google.
I could start with you all day, every day. Fuck you talking about. You single. I could start with you all day. Wow. Every day. You ain't got no ground to stand on.
You think so?
Fuck you talking about.
Hold on. Let us know a little backstory. What's going on?
So for those of you who don't know who are Unplugged, recently, Future, we all know by now, is having a baby by Bow Wow's baby.
Shout out to Tanya. She got a new wig, too.
Brand new wig.
Shop by Gelting, Black 40, gets you 40% off all wigs since we're on the topic, but yeah, he just got Bow Wow's a baby mother pregnant, and if you don't know, he's actually currently in a relationship with his second baby mother, and they're full time, they're on time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Bow Wow's baby mother was an accident from cheating, and she's having a baby now. He was there. Of course, Brittany is not. Oh wow. This is very amateur of me. So Brittany is not with the shits, but if you follow Future's Instagram, you saw he posted, you know, do you want to cry in a Phantom or you want to cry in a Honda Accord?
Talk about. Let's hold up right there. That's very important. That is very important. So what Future meant was, right? It's like, do you want to cry in a Phantom?
We heard it.
Or do you want to find the court? I mean, it's a big difference.
There's a big difference.
A lot of people don't understand the difference. A lot of people don't understand the difference. They don't understand that full, they're, you know, EBT hitting for 200, hitting for 1,000. That's a big difference, my dude. That's a whole different shopping spree. You understand? So I'm just trying to get them to understand the parameters of what's going on right now and how big the gap is. You know what I mean? Is what I'm trying to say.
So, yeah. So that was obviously them going back and forth. Of course, he said she chose the Phantom. So Britney chose to stay with him through all the shenanigans. Of course, the trolls came out, jumped up her ass about accepting whatever she got to accept. And then, in the midst of all the shenanigans, another chick pops up pregnant.
So number 7? Oh, no, that's number 6.
The one that popped up today was the one that popped up. And for no goddamn reason, all she's saying is, I'm old. The doctor said I probably can't have a kid again. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm just fucking saying it online. Like, she had no, she gave no real reason why she was trying to out this man.
From what I read, she made it seem like Future put a bounty on her head. Like,
yeah, and she was fearing for her life.
Or some shit, yeah. Her stomach.
I seen the the novel.
What's the problem, though? Like, what's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? Well, the problem? I don't have a problem with Future, honestly.
Of course you don't.
My problem is not with Future.
You shouldn't have a problem with Future.
Why shouldn't I have a problem?
Because he's not in your DMs. Why would you have a problem with him?
What I'm saying is, as a man or as a woman, and I'm not interested in him, but as a man and as a woman, I don't think that, like, I feel like Future is just being Future. You either go and deal with it or you're not. Like, especially just reading her whole situation, it's like...
And she said she knew from the jump what time of day it was.
Exactly.
She knows she was a side chick from jump. She said she was with all the shit.
He doesn't like condoms.
He don't like condoms.
You know that.
You got Google.
With no condoms. That bitch
or no type of birth control. No type of anything.
Nothing.
But then you're like, oh, I thought about this and all this stuff. And how could somebody who care about me do this and do that? Like, sis... What are we talking about right now? What are we talking about? That just made no sense to me, because my thing is, you put yourself in that predicament and now you're playing victim as if he's doing something to you when you already knew what it was before you even did what you, like, before you even got into this situation.
You sound like you're used to this shit.
No, I don't. I'm
she's
just
not
smart.
A victim. She's a volunteer.
You sound like you've been
the, no.
She's not a victim. She's a volunteer. I mean, I'm nowhere near happy that, you know, a child is caught up in all of this between adults and their drama. And then, you know, we can have 3 siblings with all of us got born within a year of each other. That's kind of crazy. And it's obviously not a connected family, at least not at this point in time.
Why not?
But
why is it not
at this point
family?
In time, his bitches are not getting along, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, shout out to Ciario. You got out, sis.
Facts. She learned from the mistakes and moved on.
And she leveled all the motherfucking way up.
She's happy.
All right, more hot topics. If y'all ain't see, Joel Santana, Kim Bella, finally. I mean, not say finally. I don't even want to say that.
Yeah.
Joel Santana proposed to his longtime girlfriend, you know, Kim Bella. Kim Bella.
Oh, okay.
This nigga said which one.
Proposed to her, you know. It was a big thing this week. You know what I'm saying? 9 years is a good time for a relationship to mature.
That's a great time to know you want to take it to the next level.
I think so, too.
That's why I was confused with that.
It was a lot of shade going around. Because he first put the ring on the wrong finger, too.
He did. I saw that.
But he didn't.
It could be nerves. It could be nerves.
He bent up his tips.
He's a young man.
It could be, listen, it could be nerves. And he did stop his tips. I saw that.
Okay, Yavi is a young man. Shout out to Yave, our sponsor, is in the building. Tequila brand. Make sure you get that. So, like, Joel's a young man. He haven't really seen much in his life as far as men committing to their woman. So he didn't know what hand to put it on. He did the best that he could.
Absolutely.
For the commitment he wanted to make at the end of the day. And the thing that threw me off was that the people making fun of it, like, some of you people are 30-something.
See,
y'all been fucking for 20-plus years with nothing to show for nothing. In 20-plus years of busting it open, doggy style, moaning and groaning, you have nothing to show for nothing. Not a car, not a crib, not some earrings, not a ring, not nothing. Not even a winter jacket. You have nothing to show for your 20-plus years of fucking. So my thing is, how could you be mad at this girl waiting 9 years to get a ring? That's where I'm confused at. Because women are making it seem like within a short period of time, they could show more. Within a short period of time, they're showing a Lexus. Within a short period of time, they get a customized Wrangler. Within a short period of time, they're getting a Benz. Like, you know what I mean? Because then I can understand. Like, damn, within 3 years, this is what you got? I get it. Well, you've been fucking for more than 9 years, and you ain't getting nothing close to what she got. She got a crib. She got a kid. She got security. And now she got a ring to solidify where the fuck she heading in life. In life.
You understand? How y'all feel?
Talk to me.
They did it the way they wanted to do it. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, people, like, they put themselves in this box where it's just like, oh, I have to be married by a certain time. I have to do this. First of all, life don't go as planned anyway. Never goes exactly how you want it. Not saying that you can't be married in 2 years or you can't be married in 3-4 years. But at the same time, if you love that person, that supersedes things. There are things that happen that are probably going on within their relationship that nobody knows about. Regardless, yo, Black, I don't know what but there are things that are probably going on in this relationship that we know nothing about. They're sitting here judging him, judging his teeth, judging this, judging that. Who gives a fuck? Like, who cares about the superficial shit if love is real? That's how I look at it. So if they chose to wait that long, then they chose to wait that long. They probably had a great relationship. But a lot of people
haven't experienced love. That's a real.
But, and that's unfortunate for them.
They haven't experienced love. They don't know what love is.
And that's true.
Love is blind to a lot of motherfuckers.
That's true.
Eve told y'all earlier, you feel me?
So a lot of people, love is what you have. Love is what that other person has. Sure. Love is putting, constricting your love into 2 years. Love is just... It's stupid to some people because they don't really know what love is.
Love with a speed limit is no longer love. It is love with a what restriction.
All right, romance.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying
to bring Dr. Love back up.
Yeah, I just trying to figure out love, man.
Love I just feel like, is no longer like love. Like I said in the...
Can you tell me how fast to go? Y'all ain't no sense.
Like I said in the group... There are people, like, if you say you want a promotion.
Are you in love, Danny?
If you say you want a promotion.
Danny, are you in love?
If you say you want a promotion.
Danny, are you in love?
Bro, I'm trying to get my thought out. Let me get my thought out.
Are you in love? I'm trying to stop.
Let me get my thought out.
Are you in love first?
Why?
Are you in love?
Anyway.
Are you in love with anything? You see, this is what we talking about right here, y'all.
I'm in love with myself.
Some people are confused. They don't want to admit that they're in love with something. You understand? We trying to
I just
understand.
Said I'm
are
in love,
love
with myself.
Hey, yo, let's get really? Thought out.
Yeah. Go ahead, get your thought out.
Thank you.
I don't want to stop you. Go ahead, get your thought
anyway,
out.
Like I said, if you're at a job for 2 years and you like do you quit? If you say I want a promotion in 2 years, do you quit after you don't get that promotion in 2 years?
Don't.
Of course they don't.
They want
do you wait or do you work on your job until you retire after 20-something years or something like that to receive your pension and relax? Yes. Mm-hmm. So what is the difference between
that's
a relationship?
Why
are you putting...
Are you in love, Danny?
Why?
I asked you, are you in love?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
Why does it matter?
Because it helps your argument.
No, it doesn't.
It actually does.
It doesn't. I know what love is.
Are you
is.
In love? Are you hiding your love?
No.
Do you not want people to know about your love?
No.
Yeah, focus on me.
Because I understand where he's trying to go with this. Like,
you don't want to tell us, but Auntie Tanya, are you in love?
Yes, I am.
Who are you in love
I'm
with?
I'm very much so in love.
Who are you in
with
love
with? The love what? Of my life that the world knows.
Who is he?
It doesn't matter.
Who is he?
We're talking about Jewels right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but who are you in love with?
Who I'm in love with?
Correct. What is his name?
His name is Nicholas.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Anything
little,
else?
He wear little shirts or big shirts?
He wears little shirts to the level of washing a chest.
Okay, gotcha. Got
so
see,
anyway.
I laid back with that. You see?
My thing is, like, just with the whole commotion that happened with the proposal, with a lot of people being very upset that she waited, for lack of a better term, for 10 years, it just shows that for whatever reason, this generation seems to value marriage than an actual happy relationship. It's like people were saying, oh, I can't be somebody's girlfriend for 9 years. I can't be with somebody for more than 4 years, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm like, well, if the relationship is good, it's sustainable, it's a vibe, they're happy with it, whatever they have, the marriage is going to take it to another level, yes, but it doesn't explicitly change the function of the relationship. It just puts the law into the equation when it comes to certain things. That's mm-hmm. the only difference between being in a relationship and being married, honestly. It's just us going before God and family mm-hmm. and the law and exchanging last names, exchanging vows. But the overall relationship doesn't take a big change from being a boyfriend to being a husband or being a girlfriend to being a wife. You're still the same person. You still care the same. You still love the same. You still do the same things.
If you wasn't shit and before you got married, you ain't going to be shit after you get married.
There's nothing about a ring that changes people inherently. Mm-hmm. So, if you had a good relationship before, relationship is good as it is, well, what's ring, the rush to the hot tub?
It could change you.
Listen, it changed your status. But no, what I'm saying, you it's as a, like a chick, it's not like...
Let me give you an example. Oh, so, God. It could it's like a chick that was a... let me give an example that was a... Hope? You know, a bank teller. And now she's a frontline manager. It's a big difference. She might act a little different.
A title can change.
She might talk but to you a little different.
But is it
she
the title, or is it different. What the title comes with?
It's the
with.
Title. It's her it's title, just
but
title.
Her experience is still the a title experience.
Might, the people title might have you speak and different sense. And address people differently. And that's what I'm saying. That's the level up of being a fiance or being a wife. That's where a lot of people are trying to reach.
But that's a problem.
That's where a lot of people are trying to reach. A lot of people are trying to say.
For me,
A lot of women are trying to get to the point where they can say, I'm somebody's wife. I'm somebody's fiance. That's a big level. That's a big level up of, opposed to being a girlfriend or a side bitch or a side two or number one or whatever. Whatever code word they use now to fill in point.
It feels good. Right. That's basically what it is.
The only feel good is wife. Or fiance. It's only
that's
feel
not the
good.
Only feel good.
Tell
though.
Me the other ones.
I mean, as a
baby mother.
No, not even. It depends on.
It gotta be.
But no, that's not.
They have six baby mothers, and they all ain't happy. They knew they all gonna be baby mothers. They know they ain't going to another.
Some people are okay with their position. Some people are okay with their position.
Some people are okay with the bottom.
Exactly. So they're happy regardless. But what I feel like is when it comes to marriage, people don't look at. Like, I don't think they look at what the marriage actually means. Like,
what
if
you mean
I get
by that?
Meaning, like, if I get married, the marriage means something to me. It means a partnership. It means that we're going. This is I'm choosing you to be my life partner. That's what it is for me. You know what I mean? It's not just, oh, we're getting married and we're going to share this and we're going to do this and I get half of what you have and blah, 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 blah. No, this means that, okay, we're going to sit, we're going to fuse our lives together. Basically. So some people, marriage don't mean that to them. Like I said, when it comes to those people who want to get married fast, or I'm not getting married. And I mean, I'm getting married this time. And if not, I'm walking away because that means you don't love me. It might mean something different to them because they're looking at it from a different perspective. So marriage, what does marriage mean to you?
I mean, basically what marriage means to me is that two different unions are joining forces for a common goal. That's
I got
what
a question.
What's the common That's goal? What marriage means so, to me.
You okay, know? You're saying the title changes anything. What is Could. It? He said it does. It changes. It does. What is it you're doing for your fiance today that you refuse to do because you're not her husband?
What am I doing for my fiance today that I refuse to do
because you're
I'm
not officially
husband?
Her husband?
You see, now that's a difficult
but
question.
But that's not, it's not a difficult question. It is the question. It is the question.
No, I didn't say it's not the question.
It is the question based on your reasoning.
I'm trying to answer you. So I'm not saying it's not the question. I'm saying a difficult question because there's nothing you're refusing to do because you're trying to elevate to that point where you're her mm-hmm. husband. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing you're refusing at that point because you're elevating to the point where you're her husband. You understand? Uh-huh. Now, what I'm saying is that at the talking level, at the Netflix and chill level, I'm not doing shit to be her fiance. I'm not doing the same activities that elevate or would equate to the fact that I'm her fiance. You understand? I'm just Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm. I'm not going here. I'm staying right the fuck here. Down here with her. I'm gonna fuck. I'm gonna go home. I'm not gonna ask if you got home safe. This is all the shit that come home with the shit where I'm just fucking and going home with you. You mm-hmm. understand? So it's two different levels of things. When you're someone fiance, you're elevating to the point where you're someone husband or you're someone wife. So you are already accepting the fact to elevate and to sacrifice whatever it takes to get to that level or mm-hmm. to be that position in their life. So it's two different things.
So,
and I think a lot of people don't have that experience.
So basically, you're saying,
you're saying
it goes through stages, and then you go through levels. But you also said at the same time, the title makes a big difference. I'm saying you grow the relationship. Because you basically told me there's nothing difference. You wouldn't do for your fiance right now. You probably wouldn't do it for your husband. There's nothing you could actually tell me. Well, I'm reserving this for marriage. If someone is your
fiance, time out. Let's
even if listen.
Let's
even if it's
fully explain that.
If someone is your fiance,
you are walking towards them being your husband or wife.
All right.
You know what I mean? That's common sense.
We gonna come back to this topic at the end of the show. We got other shit to get.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help here.
Let's jump real quick to
boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, you know what I mean? Childish.
We don't touch you over there.
That's childish. She was your girlfriend before.
That's childish. She's not right now.
She's still your girlfriend.
Thank you.
Still your girlfriend.
Listen,
only people that's not engaged is not married.
Here he go.
Something like that.
Shot.
Honestly. I'm being honest.
It's whatever.
Just show y'all rings. Put y'all rings on the camera real quick.
You still file your taxes separate.
Thank you. He still checks single. You're still on that application.
Put your ring on the camera.
Thank you.
Shut me down. Put your ring on the camera.
You got no ring as a game.
That's right.
You got no ring.
Put your ring on the camera. I'm my ring. Where yours at? Put yours now.
Ain't no what's
put yours.
I don't need a ring.
Yo, next topic. Next time we don't get back to this. We don't come back. We don't ask a question or spin off that on.
All right.
Let's talk about Dwight Howard.
Yeah, what about him?
He seems like he's being exposed for being an undercover baller.
What you mean?
His position
on
his basketball court says center. Sound like he's a bottom.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, it's a guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Trying to expose him, saying he was his ex-boyfriend. Yeah, and he got audio of them talking on the phone and saying what Dwight Howard was expecting from the situation, and he's saying that his team, Dwight Howard's people, is pressing him now so he won't leak the information, which he clearly did. So he's getting a little press right now. But undercover baller.
Mm.
How everybody feeling about that one, real quick?
I like Dwight Howard too.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. Mm-hmm. He smiles a lot. He's happy. Ain't happy gay? That's
what it means. I feel like shit like that is corny, but people do anything for publicity and people do anything for money. You've been, regardless, if you're his ex-boyfriend or whatever, even if you are, if you're his ex-boyfriend and you cared about him at one point, why you feel the need to expose the man? That makes no sense to me. That's just stupid.
Women do it all the time.
Men do it too.
No, women love trying to expose.
That's like a man taking care of his kids and still going to child support. Same thing.
Oh man, we gonna talk about that.
Same thing. They do that all the time. So at the end of the day, what you are don't even matter. It's just depending on what you want to expose. You know what I mean?
Let that man be that man.
Hurt people.
All day, every day.
That is so true.
Or if somebody feel like they got hurt, they want to try to hurt and embarrass you also.
Yeah.
So even if it's not true, he's still going to have that hanging over his head now.
Yeah.
If he allows it.
Even if you don't allow it. Look, we're talking about it right now. We always going to be like, damn, we wonder if this nigga is gay.
You know what's ironic about that whole situation?
But he on some future shit. He got like 5 baby mothers too.
But listen, sometimes they try to change gender roles too.
What do you mean?
So sometimes they try to play Dwight. And let Dwight play the, you know what I mean? Like sometimes the woman will try to come in like she is the alpha. You understand? In the white situation. That's what I think actually happened.
Yeah, but it was a man.
It was a man.
They both alphas.
They both alphas. But she's supposed to be a beta. You understand?
Listen.
And she came in and said, nah, you know what? Alpha for alpha, motherfucker. That's what happened on them.
The irony of that in the entire situation with this particular case is that this is somebody who's fully emerged in the LGBTQ community because the person's transgender and they're identifying as female. But just for the case of Dwight Howard, they're saying they're gay. And this person who is so plugged into the community is trying to hurt a man through sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to embarrass him by making it...
He'd be ill if he just owned it.
That's what I'm saying.
He'd be like...
But it's ironic. Here's somebody who,
if he is gay,
for somebody who is fighting for the rights of loving whoever you want, why are you trying to hurt somebody with the same with the stigma you're trying to fight against? Mm-hmm.
I get you. I mean, he had talked. That's why I tell girls. You know what the problem is?
Sometimes girls. No, like we talk about two men. No, look at you. You want to throw shots so bad. Sit your stupid ass down.
This is women. Like, this is women sometimes. Stick to the topic. No, but this is the topic. This is what I'm saying. Is like, women always say, like, I prefer my man 6 feet and taller. You know what I mean? They want a tall guy. Tall like a tree. Like, this is high to reach. They want to feel dominated. You know what I mean? Don't be the gay motherfucker.
The tall nigga?
The tall motherfucker.
Nah, don't do that.
Who would have thought Dwight Howard was gay? Who would have thought Dwight Howard was gay? Who would have thought that?
So, there's some short gay niggas out here.
Who? Name one.
Elton John.
He's tall. He's 6 feet.
No, he's not. He's 5'7".
Nah, he's 6 feet.
Pippin' Betty in the jack.
But we shouldn't be clowning people for their fucking sexuality.
Exactly. Like,
we shouldn't be clowning people for their sexuality. Even if he's saying this person threatened him.
He said, all right, the White Howard's team threatened him, like, not to expose it because he didn't sign a non-disclosure. So he's basically putting Dwight Howard out because Dwight Howard was trying to threaten him, mm-hmm. saying, like, we're going to hurt you. We're going to do this if you don't keep your mouth closed. That's why he felt the need to come out.
And then, so you hurt him by making it, by positioning it and telling him about all the sexcapades you had and all the things he likes and all the stuff that you know will add shock value because he's posing as a hyper-masculine man that plays basketball that's ready to be fucking with fucking men. You're hurting him with what your cause is fighting. Like, it just, for me, that's just fucking crazy.
Counterproductive.
You're being counterproductive for whatever you represent. You literally have wigs and boobs and probably can get reconstructive surgery for yourself, but going to use that shit to hurt somebody else?
I want to ask you ladies a question.
Quick question.
What would you do if your man was Dwight Howard right now?
I would be devastated.
Why? I would be.
Why? Why would you be devastated?
Huh?
That's the sexuality. You found out cookie
crumbled. I would be devastated if my man cheated with a woman, but it's just more. It's even worse because of the society we live in. You're sticking your penis in another man's.
Would you believe him? No, he's not actually. He's one getting fucked.
You don't know what's going on.
On the audio, it said he wants to get fucked. He wants to suck dick. Like, so he's receiving. So.
Imagine this is the audio, bro.
I listen to the audio. Right. I need to know. Before I'm going to call Ben all out, I need to hear it. And
relax.
As the audio is going, right?
You feel uncomfortable.
Listen,
relax.
The audio is going, right? And the dude got him on a record. So he's saying all this to him, and then he like, nah, I don't record that. Any man, any straight man, and got another man talking to him like that, like, you said you wanted to suck dick. You said you want to get fucked that. You want to wild out. Nigga, fuck out of here. Fuck wrong with you. I never. He like, no, I don't recall that conversation.
but my thing is, you're not gonna wild out if you know you in front, like you're in the limelight. You're not gonna wild out like that.
No, he didn't know that he was getting recorded because he wouldn't have been talking on the phone if he knew he was getting recorded.
Have you ever questioned one a dude that y'all were dealing with?
Never.
You dealt with a gay guy?
I didn't. But oh, I never. No, he wasn't gay. But
he did questionable stuff.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just. What he was didn't do nothing questionable, like wanted, sexually or anything you, like that. It was just mannerisms. It was mannerisms.
Was a little
effervescent. I was just like,
was a little
flamboyant. What are you doing?
What do you do? Put your finger in his butt?
No. I would never put my finger. I don't care if a man want me to. I would never put my finger in a man's butt.
All right, cool. What do you do?
It was just his mannerisms, like certain things he did, like how he acted. It was just like, it's one of two things. You either gay or you've been around a lot of women.
What was the college experience?
Most of the men I've dated.
You see what's the name? No, because we gotta
college experience. No, don't tell me.
What's the episode Insecure when the dude?
If I ever deal with a guy, whoever, please do not tell me about your man's sexual experience. If you ever had one, I do not want to know because I will look at you completely different. I don't want to know.
So you felt
as far as like. You know what I mean? Like a sexual experience.
Huh? I said, don't mess with no jail niggas.
No, but it's not even, like, it's one thing if you, like, I'm not talking about, like, molestation or something like that. I'm talking about, like, that situation that happened within, like, Insecure, where it's like, yeah. Oh, I got head. Like, I just got,
I got hands experience. I know I ain't all right.
Listen, this is the last question.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
All right, we got to push on.
Tanya or Danny, have you ever ate ass? Man ass?
No.
No.
They lying.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm not going to lie to you.
No.
Y'all both like you lying.
They lying.
Tanya likes you lying more.
They lying.
No.
She lying more.
Listen, most of the men, you look like you ate man ass. Most of the men, men, the most of the men I've dated are Caribbean men. And y'all know Caribbean men are.
Caribbean men is lying. Jamaicans
be
saying they eat pussy for 30 years. They've been lying, my nigga.
Okay, but that's they man and woman. That's man and woman. They don't consider that gay. Where I'm from, niggas homophobic as shit.
Yeah, but you ain't
homophobic as shit.
You ain't. Listen,
you ain't have you seen
Nico said mine? Definitely ain't eat mine.
I did what? You ain't ass, buddy.
Who ass you ate?
No, Tanya ate ass.
Like, did you see me? Were you with me where my
I'm
mouth was?
Everybody in this room ate ass.
No, everybody in this room did not eat ass. No, they did not. No, we all did.
Hey, lie.
My joint is that. She died of that.
I don't know what this
is doing over here.
We got
Tanya,
push.
Tanya ate that.
Danny didn't eat ass.
Danny got no hair. She definitely ate ass.
Danny, she looked a little bit. She rimmed him.
Look at her. She got bamboo earrings for no reason. She ate ass, my nigga. Matching shoes, a shirt. She ate ass.
What bamboo earrings got to do with ass?
Yeah, she ate ass.
I'm mad you got too much.
I'm not even going back.
What ass? He knows.
Like, how do you? Like, he just knows my life for some reason. You know my whole life.
We pushing on.
Go ahead.
He know you for a long time though. So
he don't know my life though.
I do know your life.
I've been for a long time. I know your life.
Easy.
Anybody from rap eat ass. Anybody from rap.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good sense.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. All
right, we're going to push on. Last week we talked about, I guess, dating, whatever. So we don't talk about relationships. Solidify in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. Danny favorite shit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a conversation.
We got to have a conversation.
So. All
right, talk a lot.
Let's talk. Yeah. That's
right.
So let's start it off with basically, how much do you tell your partner? Like secrets or finances, your fears? How much do you reveal to your partner? So let's go. Let's start with some relationship mode. You've been talking. That's all the time. Yeah.
What?
Cookie know your ATM number?
Yes.
He do?
No, he do.
And I know his.
She's just lying, just him.
No.
Nico, could you please tell them you know my pin? Because they're not going to believe until I fucking say it.
Type the pin in the comments.
How much do you tell them?
What do you think
is off limits?
As much as I possibly could, that affects him directly.
That's got like a shady answer comment.
It's not shady.
We're a unit, right?
We are a unit.
So what affects you affects him.
Yes and no.
Okay, let's talk about it. Yeah,
not always. One, you don't want to overload somebody with information because they have their own shit they're dealing with. So it's kind of unfair to just drop all of your stuff on them but not knowing what they're going through as well. But if it's something that's very, very important, something that affects him, something that involves him, he's going to know. But any other little small ass, short ass thing, I don't need to tell him that. I'm a grown person. I could deal with it on my own. It's nothing that hurts him, so you don't gotta know every freaking thing. And I don't want to be the person that only confides everything in my partner. I have friends, I have family, I have a best friend, I got people I work with, I got other people I could offload certain things to, could turn to when it comes to certain things. So that's how I look at it. He should not be my only source of expression, you know. That's how I feel.
I'm gonna talk When I was in a relationship, right, I had a problem with...
When was that?
A few years ago, right?
A few years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had a problem with communication, too.
How long ago was that?
It was a few years ago.
Damn.
I'm drunk like you. I don't know. I had a problem with communication, too. I have a hard time talking to people if I feel they can't help me.
Uh-huh. But how do you know if you don't talk?
I don't know. I don't want to talk. That was the thing.
I understand. That was my thing then.
You know,
I felt like.
I try. I read a lot, so. So yeah, that was my problem with communication. I think towards the end, I did get a little better opening up and talking, but then it will frustrate me more if I tell you something, And now you really ain't got that solution for me. So like, I shouldn't even fucking told you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, now I just told you.
I told a dumbass.
Dumbass. Now we both sit here.
Dumbass. I figured out statistics.
No problem. Can't help
both,
me.
We both fucked up right now.
Information is power. You can't be unloading. I mean, even
if somebody went. What are you supposed to unload to them?
Yeah, but how much people thought they would have been with somebody for 10 years and then make it past two?
Yeah.
I feel like this. I feel like there are certain things you don't need to know every single thing because people, they have a right to their privacy.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Everybody has a right to their privacy. But I do feel like you should be able to be vulnerable and trust your partner and so that your partner can better understand where they fit in or how they can help you.
You gotta graduate to that level first. You gotta get to the point.
Yeah. Even if I've been there before. Like,
I don't know, because I hear people like in relationships saying there's not even no such thing as like privacy. It's like,
but why?
Because a private is like a secret.
It's like, I don't want to feel like secret. That's the thing. My thing is, it is a such thing as privacy, but I don't want to feel like you're hiding something from me. That's just true. Because you're being private, or just because you're not expressing every single thing, doesn't mean that I feel like you're hiding something. You're entitled to your space. You're entitled to. You don't have to confide in me for every single thing. I want you to figure shit out too by yourself.
And I put a password on my phone. Now I'm being secretive, but I'm entitled to my privacy, right?
You are.
So why?
But I'm saying there's ways around it. I'm just. No, I'm but saying, no, it I'm doesn't. Saying, if you had a. But if you had. If you had a password on your phone before you got into a relationship and then you still have a password
what if you
on your.
Didn't, right?
Then it, that's suspectful.
But ain't I
that's,
entitled that's, to my privacy?
You are. But what are you putting. Why do you feel like you? What do you feel like you need to put a password?
But now I have a girlfriend, so I'm entitled to my.
So you feel like she's going to look through your stuff?
But I'm just. I'm,
this, but this is what. No, but I'm what saying. Is it prevention for? You don't have anything to hide. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm gonna
you're
snoop.
A code on your phone, that means you're hiding something.
So what are you putting right? a code on your phone for?
Why not?
Why not?
If you didn't do it before, if you understandable, but if you didn't do it before, why are you doing it? And I'm asking a question. If you didn't do it before, why are you doing it now? You said
now I live
you
in said, a house. I'm protected.
Why do you wear a bag if you already got information?
Because. I put a do-rag on to keep my hair in place. I don't put on a do-rag four waves.
Same thing.
Y'all men need to fucking lie to better.
Yeah.
Come up with bad
y'all
lies.
Bad liars.
How about you say, I got to put a password on my phone because I got your news and I don't want to lose my phone and somebody easily access
that's why
it.
I have a password
get
on my phone.
Get with y'all fucking lies.
Cause no, I don't have nudes on my phone. But so I have a password. No, she said because I have nudes. I don't want any. I might lose my phone. That's why I have a password on my
because
phone. Because
nudes.
If I lose my phone, I don't have nudes
you're
in my phone.
You're single with nudes. That sounds stupid to me.
You know, you're very worried about my single life. Why is that, Black?
You sound like a
dumb. Hey, you're Black.
No, why
you tell sushi.
Yeah, how much
everything.
You tell Sushi, Black? You tell her everything.
No privacy on your
phone. No privacy. You got a password on your phone?
She know the password.
She know the password.
She know your fingerprint?
I swear to God, she know my password.
So you're about to
4031. That's my password.
Give me a phone.
2941 31st Street. Every day of the week. That's my 2940.
I just feel like I don't want to feel like you're hiding something from me. Point blank.
Every day of the week. Every day of the week. Oh, you got to lock it, punch it in. 294031. Just press
ooh.
Any button.
Wait. First, look at that.
Yeah, put it in.
Wait.
Put it in.
Gold.
2940.
You got the fire, too, right?
All you got to do is put it in.
Fire by your head,
it won't
too.
Let me.
2940. Just, it's going to let you put it in.
He got
a. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's doing a face.
29.
You
got
to swipe
2940. 31.
3.
Hello! Hey. Hello! Hello! Ain't that a lie about? Hello!
He lying. Man. And Sushi.
The
lock screen and the back screen.
I just feel like communication,
the entire brought holy water to his mouth.
Exactly.
But what it is,
but,
that,
hold on. I just feel like communication better helps you understand people. So what? A lot of people single. You keep playing. Sushi could break up with you tomorrow and be like, the fucking wedding is off. Then you going to be single. Relax.
But for now, you see, a lot of people begging on the negative. But for now, I'm not. That's the shit. Like,
y'all in a relationship, is telling your friends and family's business off limits telling your partner?
Yes. What do you mean? Say that again. Say that one more time.
To your men, do you tell your friends and family's business to them? Dirty business? Like,
yes.
That's my best friend. We talking all y'all names. We talking all y'all motherfucking names.
Female best friend tell you a secret. You come home telling Cookie right away?
I just might.
Damn.
We gossip about all of y'all. We screenshot y'all shit. We flame y'all.
You tell Sushi the shit we talk about?
I don't think.
You sure?
It depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. Because if it's something serious, if it's something dirty secrets, it ain't your business. You know what I mean? Like, whoever's business ain't your business. You know what I mean? Unless it's something where it's really detrimental to my friend and I might feel like I want to help them or just and I don't know what to do, I might confide in my partner, like, I don't know how to help her, or I don't know how to help him.
You don't have a partner.
I've had a partner before. You act like I've been single my whole life.
So, but you don't have a partner. I have
experience.
When last time you had a partner?
Say a couple years
ago. Exactly. Yeah, a couple years ago.
You got stuck.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, you ain't have a partner. Your last partner was Santa Claus. Yeah. talk to us. Talk what's going on.
Yo, why are you shooting? Because
you're Santa Claus.
We in the same position.
Yeah, she's talking
a couple years ago.
Santa Claus.
Same, but we all
confused like a motherfucker. Santa Claus.
Me and Sushi need to talk about this.
Secrecy about, I'm not going to tell. But for the most part, we flaming y'all. All
right, would you find it offensive?
Fuck you.
Would you find it offensive if... What I was about to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. If you tell your business, if your partner found it offensive, you tell your business to your friend, like the opposite way around. You're in a relationship, but you're telling your BFF or your business.
But you're not telling your partner? Like,
he or she is upset about it.
You in a relationship, and you telling your BFF the business between you and your partner?
Yeah. Like, oh, girl, this nigga got ED. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then he hit win. Like, how, like, Nutty Professor, playing down there, calling him Limp Noodle type shit. Like, is it offensive to...
It is offensive.
To basically air your business to your friends.
It is offensive because I'm trusting you just like a friend. Like, I'm trusting you and I'm, like, for us, this is our union. This
women do that all the time, A man cheat. The whole family know. Like you said, nobody wants to sit
every
next to
every woman
nobody
doesn't do that just because if you know you're going to get back with that person or if you know how you feel about that person, you know not to tell your family nothing because then they're going to judge that person based off of the situations that you had. So smart women know better than to do something like that.
Like, people hold things against you.
Yeah, people hold things against you and people talk. I don't like people in my business. So at the end of the day, everybody don't need to know everything.
Mm-hmm. You like looking dumb on your
and
own.
Another, for me, what? Like,
what you just said.
Everybody plays.
Because it's for me, it's offensive because now, like I said, information is power and you've let people have a certain insight to what we're going to go through. And every relationship goes through shit all the time. It's never going to stop. You're growing, you're learning, your partner's growing, your partner's learning. Your relationship is changing. You're going through your cold period. They're going through their cold period. It happens all the time. It's going to be continuous, you know, but that should be something that we share with each other and learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind people getting advice now and again, but there's some people who run and tell their best friend everything. As soon as he don't call them backs fast enough, it's, oh, this nigga ain't talk to me in 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. Like, why should someone have a play-by-play your life? Because who knows if me and the friend could fall out, and all of a sudden it's, oh, they got good pictures online, blah, 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 but this is what really goes on, and the screenshots come out, bitch, I got receipts. And it gets messy because you have too much people accessing your information. Yep. Control what it is, especially when it comes to relationships. A lot of people don't want to see you happy, and sometimes your happiness comes from forgiveness. What you've been through, you've forgiven your partner, you've grown through shit. People, a lot of people can't do that with their situation. So here you are surviving, you got longevity, and somebody's out,
judgment.
Somebody's out here, well fuck time, them, they happy time, now, but blah, blah, blah.
I
want to
help you out. I want to help
like,
you out.
No.
Right, like, listen, I want to help you out.
He mad I was about to have a moment. He cut me off.
No, like,
he
I want
to
help
mad
you.
Want the moment. He
was
about to hit a moment.
Third, and this nigga told you, hold on.
I'm coming. Let me do
you
it.
You had the home run.
Let me do it.
You had the home run.
I want to help out.
And you dead hate it, son.
He definitely hate it. He definitely hate it.
People that don't want to see you, like, flourish or have that connection.
A single,
yeah. I knew that's what was coming.
I
That's not true at all.
Because there's
people in relationships miserable, and once you be
I'm
just
single
miserable
and
too.
I'm not miserable at all.
And then they stay with their little.
I still love love. I still like to see people happy. So that's a false statement. What?
Oh, I hate him, son.
That nigga cut your home run off for that shit. You had it,
and
too.
Then he had the nerve to have his hairline on camera. That's disgusting.
No, I'm not saying he's single.
I didn't say I ain't single.
No, I'm sorry. You're saying you're not that miserable, but...
I'm not miserable at all.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
You seem miserable.
Why are you answering me?
Yeah.
Me of all people?
Yeah.
Because
you're very concerned about single people.
Yeah,
and you're in a relationship, so you should be talking about relationship stuff and not single people.
All right, listen.
You're hurt.
Why am I hurt?
Listen, you in a relationship? All right, come on, because we moving. Yeah, I ain't going to keep thinking.
Help
y'all
her
in the,
Help her.
She good.
I'm good.
No, she good.
You know she not. I told you about that earlier.
You did?
Oh, I'm going to text
you. Conference call. Listen, you're in a relationship, so your partner pop up with new friends.
What?
New friends.
Did you say should?
As if I have a choice? No friends, like all across the board?
Yeah, you have a five-year relationship, and...
Where these new friends come from?
They got a new friend, like, oh, you, yeah, I'm about to go link up with Deborah. We're going to go get drinks.
That's some
whole
shit.
Who's Deborah?
Exactly. I don't know who Deborah is.
But it's not like
my
I'm...
My friend from work. Are you allowed to...
Okay, well, you can have... Listen. That's good? Listen
to
me. Listen to me,
nigga. But yo, listen. That's some whole shit.
Are you allowed to have new friends?
I don't own anybody. And like I said in the show last week, you can do whatever you want. You just have to deal with what I'm going to do in reaction to it. All right, I will never give somebody.
That sounds like some whole shit.
It's not.
It does sound like some
whole shit. It don't sound like no whole shit, but at the end of the day. No. I understand exactly what you're saying, Tanya, because guys like to dish stuff out and they don't like to take it back.
Maybe like, yo, it's good for the goose.
Listen to me.
My grandmother said, I knew she was.
I'm going to say this now.
Listen. Old school.
Stop. Fuck this whole shit. I met you a year and a half ago.
This whole shit.
I met you on the 2 years ago. Technically, y'all motherfuckers are new friends. I'm here in a podcast. Should the person that was in a relationship before be like, where these niggas come from?
Know where we came from.
Facebook, random as shit. Random as shit. So for me to be somebody who's so social and open to meeting new people and having great bonds and having great friendships with people, having great business allegiances. I got people on my page less than a year support me like they've known me for 10 fucking years. I'm okay with new friends. Why would I not want my partner to have new friends? The only thing is, if this is your friend, a genuine friend, there's going to be a point in time. I was like, here, this is my girlfriend.
Okay.
This is my boyfriend. That's okay. But I'm gonna be like, you can't have new friends. Are we fucking 12, my guy? We in high school. We got cliques. We can't. I must have 5 friends for the rest of my life. Half y'all motherfuckers don't even have 5 people y'all can call if y'all have an emergency right now. You can't list 5 people you could depend on. So fuck that shit. Get your friends. Be respectful. Let's introduce each other. And just live fucking life. All these fucking rules don't make sense, y'all.
That's the thing right there. Because you can't... Don't... If I never heard of your friend and you just come out of nowhere and be like, oh, I'm linking with Donna. Uh-huh, or I'm linking with Deborah. Or I'm linking with Sarah. Or whoever...
Then you got a problem.
I just want to know who she is. Who is she? I never heard of her before. Who is
this
she? I'm not going to be like, well, who is this? And you didn't tell me this.
But he never introduced you either. So if he ain't ever introduced you...
Call you butter, cause you on a roll today.
I'm trying to make sense.
You on a roll today.
No, I'm trying to make sense.
You on a roll today. You on a roll today. Keep going.
I try to make sense. If he never introduced you.
No, so you have to make an introduction to your partner before you can go.
I'm going
to
question.
And you have the right as their partner to ask that question. Oh, thank you.
If he never introduced you either, then you and that motherfucker strangers.
What are you talking about? This is her man. What are you talking about?
My man.
This is her man.
What man?
This is her man.
She ain't about man.
We talking.
You going to feel so stupid, Black. You going to feel so stupid. You are.
When? How soon? Please tell me. Like, no.
Go ahead.
Can Sushi have new friends?
Me and Sushi both got a battle on that. Like, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Can Sushi have new friends?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
She can hang out with them doctors and stuff.
She can do whatever she want fucking want to do. I know what I'm doing. Ooh. I know what I'm doing.
Well,
I'm,
he's confident.
Shit, right? He just thought shit,
now,
right?
I know what I'm doing.
He called it whole shit and we explained like, it. But he says it and it's okay.
Her having new friends right. doesn't stop anything. At the end of the day, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So at the end of the day, it don't matter. Her having new friends, what the fuck does that interrupt in my life? Nothing. You understand? That's more friends for her to tell. Yo, this nigga is digging this shit the fuck out. That's all she's gonna be talking about right now.
Oh, yeah? You know
Everybody's entitled to Hello. Have new friends.
Hello. That's all she's gonna be talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, right now, for all of them,
I'm so backward in life. They just wanna stop things. They wanna stop reading.
As soon as you get in a relationship, everything is just like, no.
Learning new shit at their job. They want to stop because they think they've made it. Motherfucker, always keep the process going.
You got to keep growing or you die.
Some people stop dating. They stop being in love. They stop everything. So we can't fault them. A lot of things have stopped. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things have stopped.
How are we going to jump topics right here? We're going to jump topics. You touched on this earlier, Conda.
Talk to us.
Cause you and your single shit. You was talking
here.
About this and
I'm here. Talk to us.
Like what's off the table? Shit like that, right? This take is a little swig of this shit. Too.
Both of these niggas, I can't. I can't with right? both of y'all.
So we jump in topic. We no longer in relationships now. We back single again.
Oh, we sing. We broke right? up. We it didn't Denny's work
round.
Out.
We broke
me
up.
And Denny's round.
Oh,
yo, why y'all love Danny's coochie?
Just
why?
Last week, you was different.
No, trust me.
I said just last week, I heard that though. I did.
Of all the places you could be, we
I definitely
not
did.
This nigga's all
in the room. All right, listen. Is anal sex or other sexual acts omitted from casual relations?
I got dibs on last.
You ain't even finished the question.
I got dibs on that.
Basically,
I'll go first.
All the freaky sex, is anything omitted or saved for your husband or wife? Like I said, do you say like, oh, no anal, because I'm say that for my husband. Or once you fucking and you, even if you get into a relationship, do you go all out and you fall in love? So like.
You fall in love.
You all to fall in love.
You're in a relationship, you're not married.
I mean,
you eating sushi booty already?
I definitely ate the booty already.
Yeah, swing, but I told you everybody eating the booty.
Show me to say, show me eat the booty. You know what I mean, I ate it.
Is everything will go once you start fucking with you in like a casual dating sexual relationship.
Nah, like when you eat the booty, you want to make sure that it's like edible and stuff. You make sure it's like food pebbles and stuff.
You save anything for marriage? You know, like when y'all cross that threshold, is it something you like? Listen,
we saved a few things for marriage. You know, I'm not gonna share. I'm not gonna put on the spot as far as, but there is like 4 to 5 things we did save for marriage, and we will save it for marriage.
Okay. Sexually,
And my thing is that if you have done everything sexually before marriage. Well, how could you be marriage material? You understand? It's like it's
that makes you more marriage material. I think
no, it's confusing.
I need somebody seasoned.
It's confusing. If you have did everything, if you had did everything to people that are not your husband, how could your husband worship you?
What do you mean?
Your husband is supposed to worship you.
Nah, I need you seasoned.
All right, cool. So who have you had that was seasoned?
I'm not married.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I'm saying I want her to walk around.
Why are you always asking to specify?
Who have you had that was seasoned?
Who have I asked? I'm clearly not married, so I really have nobody.
No, I'm not
like
asking
that. I don't know the question.
Have you experienced seasoned people?
Light seasoned, like white people seasoned. Ooh, I ain't getting no soul food
a
yet.
A little bit of raisin. A little bit of raisins and all.
The raisins
and
the potato salad.
I ain't getting no soul food yet. I need some soul food.
Okay, cool. No problem.
Soul food.
My question from there is.
Uh-oh. You can't spin off a question that everybody answer first.
I could.
He taking too long. Let him come back. Come back. He taking too long.
You're dancing around lie. You're not trying to let lie be lie.
Lie is the king of not answering shit. Like, that's what he do. Like,
he's answering.
Lie can spin something so fast. Y'all never catch it, though.
Y'all got to catch it. He's saying he had seasoning and it wasn't impressive. It didn't lock him in.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
So whatever that sad song was,
it didn't matter. I hear you.
It didn't matter to him.
So what about
that
you, Danny?
That got nothing to do with me. Thank you.
Yeah, what about you, Danny? Do you have a sad song or not?
That's not for you to know.
Is there anything off?
Ladies and gentlemen, Danny want to keep it herself. If she has that song or not. Okay.
Somebody, you need a stretcher, but go ahead.
That's the question. Is there anything off the table?
Dickhead, yo.
Is there anything?
Until you get married, basically.
Yes.
What?
Does it matter?
What's off the table? Yeah, tell us.
You kept your five for yourself. Let her keep her whatever number.
There are certain things that I would be open to when I'm married. That's it.
Stop.
And certain things that I'm not open to if I'm not married.
I don't even want to ask you.
Danny lied. If you listen to all the podcast, Danny lied just now.
How did I lie?
Danny, you just lied.
No, I did not just lie.
If they listen to all the podcasts, you lied.
They can listen to all the podcasts and they would know.
You were everything. You were in your butt, you were in your mouth, everything. At ATM, MTL, you were everything.
I'm gonna just let her. I'm not going back and forth with Black today. I'm gonna let Black have
it. You have restrictions now?
Tanya.
You don't have no restrictions.
I didn't say. I said there are certain things I'm open to. Certain things I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
He wanted to know about my vagina so bad.
Tanya's out there. She's fully out there.
She's ready. She's a racist. She's so cool.
All you can do, is put a flag on her. Crystal Columbus.
She does.
I found this.
Fuck Columbus.
That's all you can do right now. Like, nothing else you can do.
She's honey roasted turkey. She's done.
She's out there.
Wait, let me ask
the
question anyway. Is there anything off the table?
What? Did I get back?
Exactly. Look.
No more drama in my life. Talk.
Listen to me.
Was anything off the table to you? Talk.
Yes.
No.
It must be some crazy.
Like
ass
you, do you watch me fuck? You clearly have a like. You have you subscribe
to my
video.
I wasn't impressed. All right,
hold on. Let's real quick.
Listen, I'm a sex positive person, which everyone here knows. So I am not anti whatever it is. And then also, somebody could lie to you. Mm-hmm. They could lie to you and say they never did it. How the fuck would you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for me to even put it to the point where you're like, well, I'm glad my wife saved this for me. She may very well be fucking lying to you.
That's a fact.
Another reason why a lot of women are afraid to be sex positive is because the minute you say you're sex positive, they put it directly just being a hoe and having diseases. That's just the thing.
You can have a lot of sex.
You
with
can have
one
a lot
person.
Of sex and never had a disease. You could have a lot of sex with one person.
Impossible.
What you say? Nigga.
What you say? Impossible.
This nigga, a person impossible.
Oh.
But that's my thing about just the conversation of sex at all. Like, people want to find out where you are sexually, so it's easier to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is when we talk about these questions of what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. My thing is, do what the fuck ever you want to enjoy sex. There's motherfuckers that are 40 plus, never had no proper sex in their fucking life, and swear because they get married now it's going to change. No. You married, sex ain't even popping, you try something
like putting restriction on something.
For
that
me,
she was willing
there's certain
like,
things.
Some girls that say they won't swallow until they get a husband, they won't do anal sex until they get a husband.
And that's their prerogative.
And they go, like, I won't eat ass until you.
That's their prerogative.
Is there anything left for your
that's
immunity?
Their prerogative.
Ring pussy
is different.
Ring pussy don't exist.
It is different.
Ring pussy is
I
different.
I just heard
it. So
my man
Mary,
he has sex
different?
Once a month.
It's different.
I don't want that type of situation.
He has sex once a month.
I mean, you never
I
had a ring.
Listen to me.
Yeah,
I don't
so
need
back
a ring.
Y'all. You never had a ring, though.
No,
but
he wants
lie.
Sex.
That's a lot.
He wants to have sex once a month.
Ring pussy is different.
For me, my thing is, I'm willing to try a lot. I'm not willing to try everything. Because there's stuff in the sexual world, I'd be like, keep that shit to y'all motherfucking selves. I'm not going to eat
it. My thing
is
my sexual experience.
There's certain things, yes, I have not done. There's certain things I want to try. But I always promote sex. Like, y'all enjoy the fuck out of sex. Don't let motherfuckers make you feel bad about wanting to have sex or liking sex or trying different shit. Or all of a sudden you're not wife material because nigga fuck you in the ass. Like, niggas getting fucked in the ass by their homeboys. And they don't want to talk about that, okay? I'm just saying.
Niggas
Dwight Howard in the fucking friendships.
That was crazy.
Sorry, Dwight Howard.
Alright, we're gonna bring it back to the beginning of this motherfucking show. Yeah, we're gonna talk crazy. About that Kim Bella Joel shit. I wanna ask all the ladies. I want
there's
the ladies to call up. Nah, we
oh,
call.
Oh,
I want
cool.
them to call up. 516-900-2278. How long is too long to wait for a ring? And we could talk about this shit too, because we started getting into it or whatever. Is it a time limit? Because we addressed it in our group, and girls, some girls were like, 3 years. I'm not waiting longer than 3 years. I'm not waiting longer than 5 years. Blah, blah, blah.
I think it only becomes
so too long. So how long is too long? Somebody dropped a number.
I think Tanya.
Tag it. 516-900-2278. Let's hear your lies right now. So you will call up as we talk about it before we get up out of here. But,
I think it only becomes too long if you've had the conversation and you let it be known, like, roughly, like, just saying if you wanted to get married, like, in 3 years or something like that, and maybe 3 years come and your partner doesn't, like, they're not ready or whatever, or maybe there's a situation that's happening that you might have to wait for. You can kiss my ass, Black.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. But I think that it becomes too long when it surpasses what you guys have compromised or what you guys have talked about. So say he's like, all right, you know what I mean? Maybe in another year or two or something like that. And that year or two turns into 5, 6, 7 years after you already established something. I think that's when it becomes too long. But if you guys haven't established roughly when you're going to do something, then no. Wait as long as you want.
Ain't never too long. Stick by your man. Ride it out. You love him. That's it. If you happy, like you said, if you happy, stop putting a time limit. What if he not proposing to you because he can't afford to give you the ring that he want to give you in his head? So he don't want to put no bullshit on you. So he's riding it out, waiting, or waiting till the money right or whatever. Or what if he trying to put y'all in the house before he go spend all his money on some crazy ass ring? Yep. You know what I'm saying? People be looking at, so a lot of people want to walk around with a $10,000 ring on, still be in a bum ass apartment, or still don't be living together, still in a hoopty, like all types of shit that you can get going. You can, like you said, what you could be a wife for what, $75?
Mm-hmm.
$55 or
ain't
whatever.
Ain't shit wrong with that. To me.
Most, I think more women would get married faster if they wasn't so worried about getting a crazy ring.
Everything.
Oh, man.
If they was happy about going
they
to
want,
single. No,
they don't want the
match. Don't cut my home run off. The Black cut your fucking home run off. I'm going to get in my bag right now. You going to cut my home run off?
Talk your shit.
Hold on.
Sorry, Hefe.
There you go. I think. Now I lost my train of thought.
Damn. But saying women would, like, if they women, weren't concerned
they,
about the ring.
If they
weren't concerned wanted, about the wedding and the thing, they really
facts.
Wanted to get married.
If you wanted to you be back. A bride more than you wanted a wedding, you will be. You will express that to your man and you will be married within months. Women always come with the big dreams of the big gown, big wedding, big ring, which is a lot of pressure on a man, too. So they don't want to fuck that presentation up. Mm-hmm. I think if women just talked about love and just being happy with, not saying the bare minimum, but when you just say you're just happy to be loved and appreciated and get a husband, a lot of women will get rings faster than talking about the 2-carat rings and all the big $100,000 wedding that your father not helping because you ain't got no dad. You know what I'm saying? And I got to pay all this fucking money. You know what I mean? Just.
Told that shit.
If I got our first call season 3, we gonna get into it, but let's go. Brown Holy Water, who this?
You know who this is. Stop playing with me.
Hey, Ramon.
Bring Holy to the water.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Ramon.
I definitely said hi too.
What's up, player? What's the call-up question? I'm ready.
Not me. I said hello too, but all right.
I said, the call-up question was for the ladies. I said, how long is too long to wait? But since you, this is my man, Rockman Telfit. He is a pastor. He has his own church. You can plug that, too. So, in a Christian.
What's the address of your church,
in a Christian.
Bro?
In a Christian answer, what did the Lord say about waiting?
What's the address of your church,
give the ladies
bro?
Some motivation.
Well, actually, the Bible says a few things when it comes to getting married.
Okay.
It says it's better to marry than to burn with desire. Meaning, if you can't hold out, if you can't be patient, then go ahead and marry the person that you care about, and God will do the rest. Mm-hmm. But it also says that when a man finds up a wife. So that right there means that the woman has to be in position as a wife. It don't say when a man finds up a woman and gets her ready and they become fiancé. It's a man when a man finds up a wife. So when the woman has been in position, the man has to be in the position to find her as she becomes a wife. It's not, we're going to get ready. We're going to grow. You have to grow in certain areas before you can grow together. That's what the Bible says about being married.
Okay, now, real quick before we jump the phone. You're married, right?
Yes.
How long did you wait to propose to your woman?
Woo!
There we go. How long did you wait to pop that question when you found the wife?
Well, I had my first date with my wife in 2003.
Okay.
We were off and on because, you know, I may be in the church now, but I wasn't in the church all the time. I'll just leave it like that. Mm-hmm. So we were off and on. And once we got serious, honestly, in about 2011. And within 2 years, I had proposed to her. But within that time frame, I had already purchased a home. I had money saved up. I had money saved up. She has a $15,000 ring on, and we live in a home.
Hello.
But I was preparing myself. I prepared myself prior to, you know, popping the question. It wasn't just something I did off GP because, you know, I want to have sex. It wasn't like that. Because now I'm in the church and I want to have sex, so I got to get married. It wasn't like that. I was preparing myself for my future.
So,
and she is it.
So that's basically what
you're saying. Until Tanya decides she wants to live anyway.
So you basically saying you was prepping yourself as a man, having everything situated. You laid the plan. So when you came with that question, it would be no reason for her to be like, well, this thing ain't got no job, he ain't got no house, he ain't got nothing. You already had everything in order, and then you just came and got your wife.
But isn't that how life is supposed to work?
Amen.
As a man, supposed to be a man.
Take
before
your time, Pastor.
Boys live in a mama's basement. Boys rent rooms. Boys do this. Boys do that. As a man, I want to be. You have to be established as a man. Men have 401ks and men have benefits. Mm-hmm. Everybody's quiet, but that's the truth.
That's a fact. Yo, thanks for calling up, bro.
Thank you.
No problem.
That was a good point.
All right, bring Holly back to the water.
Good call up.
Like, let's talk to you, man.
How you feeling right now? I'm maintaining.
I'm being good right now.
You looking
now.
Real Columbia-ish right now, boy.
You looking dead.
We memed you, man.
Towards
the end, bro.
Oh, God.
Hold on, man. We got another 10 more minutes, man.
I'm maintaining right now.
Your ladies, call her. I want to know how long you willing to wait for a ring. Be honest, too. Don't call up and lie.
Because
we're
going
to call you out. Call
up.
You happy in a relationship? How long are you willing to wait before this man pop a question?
Yeah,
I don't think giving ultimatums in a relationship it helps anything. Anyway.
I mean, many people.
I don't want to force anybody. At the end of the day, if you can't do it from your heart, I don't want it. I ain't giving you no ultimatum.
Well, all the women with
you
that good old energy.
You said last year you waited 2 years. Not gonna be somebody girl for more than 2 years. I heard the episode.
You said
I might have.
Ooh.
But I'm not gonna.
I guess you changed your mind.
But I'm not breaking up with any. I'm not gonna break up. I probably did. No,
we all are entitled to grow. Okay, we're entitled to grow.
Hold on, I probably did say that, but I'm not breaking up with somebody if I really love them just because they. It just
we
it's
know.
Gonna be another conversation.
We know what you're not gonna do. We know. So what you said?
Yeah. Focus on me.
How long did you wait to propose to Sushi? Give me your time frame.
I waited about a year.
About a year. So from your first date.
So from our first date to 12 months, I said, "Yo, it's that time."
I think that's too soon for me.
Too soon for you, and you're not engaged. And you've been in a lot of situations.
That's
for me, it depends on.
It make a lot of
first
sense.
And foremost, I'll put it out there: like I am not forcing anybody to tie themselves to me because that just sounds miserable from the setup. For me to tell them, well, I want a ring on my finger and I want this and I want that.
Yeah.
If I really want it, like you guys said, we could do this. We could go to City Hall and just get the certification done and set up. You go in front of somebody, swear in, and I'm officially somebody's wife. If I really want the title that bad.
If you really want it that bad.
If I really want... Yo, this fucking nigga.
Nah, I'm ad-libbing. I'm ad-libbing.
But my thing
is,
once I want to make sure, once we enter that union... We're entering it together.
Correct.
We're entering it with the same level of willingness.
Correct.
We're entering it with the with with not that burden of on our backs. And I don't want somebody to marry me because I want to get married. And likewise, I don't want somebody to feel like they want to get married, but I'm not ready to get married. I don't feel like I want to commit to them. I don't ever want it to be that.
But this is when you should also close your pussy.
What?
So even if... So for me, my personal...
Jesus. He needs some water. Somebody give this boy some water.
My parents, my father... My father and my stepmother were together 10 years before they actually got married. And then they stayed together for about 7 to 8 years after that. So that's an 18-year relationship. Within the 10 years they were together, they had a really good relationship. People thought they were married. They only solidified it with a ring and a wedding when it was their time. In their own timeline. And by the time they were married, guess what? Daddy had his businesses. He had all of his cars. He had the money to afford the big wedding. We had a really nice wedding back then.
We got all that right now.
Between the time they were building the family together.
We got the businesses, the cars, and all that shit right now, is what I'm saying. We got all that shit right now.
Who's
so a lot of people that's waiting for everything to be right. My thing is this. Cool. But for everybody else that you fucked, what has happened? What was the end result of the people you fucked prior to? And if the end result was nothing, then maybe you need some advice moving forward. You understand? And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm moving forward to. A lot of people want to talk, but not talk with evidence. People don't have evidence moving forward. You understand? Because evidence is a motherfucker. You understand? Evidence is proof. That's what they call it.
And that's the problem. Proof. Too many people want to prove things to other people.
No, but
and you don't have to prove nothing.
Without proving she,
who gives a shit? She got a ring, right? But miserable as fuck.
And that
ring
don't mean shit. Proving,
you don't have to prove. I don't have to prove shit to nobody. I don't give a fuck what somebody feels or how somebody feels.
That's shit. All right, cool. That's what's up. Without proving shit to nobody is what I'm saying is this. If you haven't proven shit to nobody, if you're just up in your life, right? My thing is this. If you're just living your life and just doing your thing, right? What has it done? Like, what has it done? Has it added up to nothing? Has it added up to something? Have you done something bigger than what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And if it hasn't, then...
But it depends on what's big to you. Because to me, getting to know myself is big to me. So, to you... Putting a ring on somebody's finger is big to you.
Yes,
yeah, showing your ring is big to you.
It's getting no. It's
showing your car is big.
Let me tell you this: that's
not
big.
The day my car is big.
The day one of y'all motherfuckers.
It's a big deal to you. It's not a big deal.
It's better than a lot of rappers. Most of the rappers people follow is better than their car.
Because
that's my thing.
Because of how
when I got a better car than most of the people that they follow.
Your car is
fucking rappers they follow. Yeah, I got a better car than them.
You don't have a better hairline than them, though.
Cut is mine.
They get haircuts.
I think better than
hairline. They got hair two cuts.
They have hair two cuts. Thank you.
Sorry, what was your point?
My thing is that...
Because you about to wrap it up.
The day you see me with a ring on my finger, know that I did not accept that shit lightly.
Facts.
I didn't take it just because I wanna be like, oh, look. I'm a different level, or I got an XYZ carrot on my finger just to stroke my ego. No, I am willing to go before God and family and vow myself to that person for the rest of my life. Value of the relationship is worth it. The contents of relationship was enough for me to say yes, because I would tell a motherfucker no.
That's everybody.
No. There are motherfuckers who would say yes just to say fucking yes.
I'm sorry.
Knowing to themselves their relationship is not where the fuck it's supposed
but
to be.
Some people that never got the choice.
Just to do this.
It's something that never got the option.
You know how much
motherfuckers
who cares? Do you know how much people in relationships ask me for advice, guys?
That means that they're less than because they never got the option. That means that nobody loves them because they never got the option. No, it doesn't. How loved are you, Black?
It doesn't mean
that. How loved are you?
It doesn't mean that.
Hey. No.
It doesn't mean that.
No.
If nobody never asked you, then it doesn't mean
some
that.
Some people just ask just because.
But you've been fucking for 20 years.
Yo, how long you been fucking? Everybody pussy facts,
he
bro.
Does. Like
everybody pussy facts.
I mean, if you've been fucking at 15, 16, it's been fucking for 20 years, y'all. We've been fucking for a long time. I've been fucking for a long
time. But at the end of the day?
What's up, La?
None of us is married here.
Thank you.
None of us is married yet.
All of us are single.
And nobody
is single. Exactly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So until the next episode,
for y'all to have some sad stories. I'm sorry to have sad stories about y'all not being married.
Listen,
I'm very
you ain't married
sorry.
Either.
At the end of the day, I was in your position, and you could be right on this side.
Prove it.
I could be. I could be. But for right now, I'm not.
Life comes at you quick.
I'm not. That's just you.
Life comes at you.
Thank you.
That's a fact.
What you want to know?
Life comes at you quick.
Keep talking.
We about to wrap it up. Listen, we about
to wrap
it up.
That's why I don't like to talk.
We about to wrap it up. Everybody can watch.
Last time you talked, you were single.
Listen, we about to wrap it up. Everybody thought they shout outs or whatever. Let's go. Let's start on going around the table, man. New wig. Let's go.
Shout out to everybody who's been supporting Bad Gyal Ting. The Black Friday sale goes on until tomorrow, Cyber Monday. So Black 40 gets you 40% off all units. If you like my unit, you can get this shit. Nice. BadGyalTing.com. Follow me on.
They don't come with no sideburns, y'all.
Follow me on Instagram. At @I_am_BadGyal. That's GYEL Tanya. Reach out to me if you have any questions. Shout out to Nico, Level Up Wash. Yeah, I know y'all get y'all wash. He's still washing Nicole. I know people ask me questions, but whatever. Shout out to the Bird Gang. Kaka, I just had to do it. I'm sorry. Shout out to King Bird. King Bird, they call him, right? King Ka. Shout out to King Ka, Trevor, who's keeping the smoke, keeping everything going, but it's truly one of my biggest supporters. The whole team, the whole technical team here, guys. See y'all next Sunday.
Shout out to everybody who joined in with us, who's tuning in. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Black, always concerned with my vagina.
Always.
Not concerned always. With your vagina, you but with your
shout out to shout out to my whole team. Thank you know what I mean? I'm happy we're
That's
back. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll
right
see
now.
Me yeah. in the comments soon.
Kill her right now.
And I'm out. Keep it real short and simple.
Yeah, you keep it real short. Go ahead, La.
Like you, 5'4".
All right, 5'4".
Yo, Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead, Facebook. Shout out to everybody for pulling up. Thank you. We appreciate you. If you haven't, like and share. Every share, we appreciate it. We count. BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com. Get your hoodies, shirts. Has me back in for effect soon. See y'all next week, man. Appreciate y'all, man. All right?
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. So what I'm confused about is that Danny talking shit. She don't got no man and she don't got no people around her. And she's trying to make everything make sense. And it's confusing me. You know, it's confusing me because I know her for a long time. She ain't never had no man. Ain't nobody ever come up to me and say, Black, she's a fire for Danny. Like, I want to fight you for Danny. Like, you know, I ain't never said that. You know what I mean? It's been different ever since I met her. You know what I mean? It's been regular degular. You understand? So it's been very confusing. Red Hook is a good hood, but it's not that great hood. You heard? You know what I mean? Coney Island's where we at. You know what I mean? Coney Island Stallions, where we at with it.
You're saying
take
it's dirty.
Out, please. Yeah, y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. Play the outro, y'all already know what it is.
You're saying it's dirty. Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, Black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it. Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water.